Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Thanks for joining me on the show today. I'd like to cover a principle that I learned many years ago, and it's the principle of using words of persuasion, words of inspiration, words of influence, however you want to phrase it. But basically, it's being able to speak in a way that empowers and inspires people instead of bringing them down into a place of victimhood. So if you're doing an enrollment conversation and you have a client in front of you, when you're stating about your products, it's really important to use words as if they're already with you or if they are going to do something with you. If you know and you've had a good conversation, then you'll use words like, "So, Mr. Client, once you get plugged in with us, this is how it will be." Instead of saying, "Oh, if you do something, if and then you use when." Makes sense? So when you do this instead of if you do this. You want to use words of encouragement, words of persuasion. So also, as you're teaching, you want to use words and phrases of for example, like if you're going to ask somebody a question, you would say, "So, one by doing XYZ, you would feel XYZ, wouldn't you?" And that's using would and wouldn't sentences. So what that does, it throws in a positive and a negative. So Mr. Client, if you created a vision, it would give you better results, wouldn't it? And that allows the person's subconscious to trigger off the negative and the positive, and then stick in the positive. So they're saying yes, they're being enrolled in their vision. And words like would, wouldn't, should, shouldn't, can, can't. So you can do this, can't you? You would succeed, wouldn't you? And using phrases like this helps people be able to step into a place of power instead of victimhood. So these are some really powerful phrases to help influence people. So whether you have kids, whether you have yourself, whether you have clients, to phrase questions in this way helps persuade people to do what they know they need to do. And it's really powerful, especially when you're using it with good intentions, because you always want to help do what's best for your client and those around you. So also things like, you can do this, can't you? And otherwise, if you just say you can do this, there's going to be opposition. There's going to be somewhere in their subconscious for some people, they'll back out in their head. They'll think, "No, but I can't." So what you do is you give both the positive and negative. You can do this, can't you? And then all of a sudden, there's no room to say, "No, I can't do this," because you just said, "Can't you?" Meaning, yes, you can. It flips it so that they can actually step in a place of power instead of victimhood. And so it's really awesome to be able to step in this phraseology to help influence people with a passion. So go practice this. Be sure and write down some of these phrases, the can, can't, would, wouldn't, should, shouldn't. You should live your dream, shouldn't you? You should go write this down, shouldn't you? And that's the way to help people step in a place of action. So go try this out. Go check those words of influence and persuasion, and go get some results with it. For those of you who haven't been able to, get some momentum in enrolling clients, be sure and go to our website and download the free copy of How to Enroll Clients. And it's a great script to where you can get plugged in and then convert that into your own message based off of your personality. So it's a really good script that you can go through to get some good results. So check out thefreedomcatalyst.com. You can link it there, or you can go to impact2income.com. Either one of those, you should be able to find it. So thanks for joining me today, and we'll see you on the next show.